You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Anna Chandler, who is arts and entertainment editor of Connect Savannah. Hi, Anna.
Hi there.
Also joining us is Joshua Peacock, who is a freelance writer and a music columnist for Do Savannah. Hi, Josh.
Hi, Emily.
And it's a busy weekend, as always, starting with some music at the Jinx.
Yeah, Dylan LeBlanc is coming to play the Jinx tonight. He is from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, the legendary Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Pretty interesting background. He grew up around a lot of music, and he just released probably his best, arguably his best album to date, Cautionary Tale. So he's touring on that album. It should be a really great show. His label mates, the Pollies, are coming to play with him, and I believe they're going to be his backup band as well. And then local folk rock outfit Nightingale News will be opening up, so should be a pretty killer show.
Yeah, and then there's a really interesting sort of opera collaboration happening on Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, so Esther Garrison Elementary is putting on A Mall and the Night Visitors, and they're teaming up 40 middle schoolers with local professional artists to put this opera on. It's pretty interesting. I got sort of a take of rehearsals, and I heard some of the music. It's really good. It's complex. The choir sounds great, so it should be a really great show.
Yeah, and of course, that's a bit of a holiday show, and there is lots of Christmas music to be found this weekend, Anna.
Yes, there is. So on Friday, something that'll be really cool is a joyous Christmas folk concert at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. And if you weren't aware, the Sacred Heart Catholic Church has a folk choir. The Sacred Heart Folk Choir does folk renderings of carols, and in addition to voices, they also feature guitars, mandolin, flute, trumpet, violin, and other traditional folk instruments. So that's really cool and different. And they'll also feature a singer-songwriter guest coming from Nashville, Joni Bishop. And she's actually released several folk Christmas music CDs. And she makes her own handcrafted musical instruments, and she'll have those for sale. So she'll be a really interesting person to hear and get to mingle with.
Yeah, and then, of course, the holiday fun continues on Saturday.
Yes, it does. So something that's really neat, there's this group called Uncommon Collective. You might have heard of them. They only play a couple times a year around this time, and it's a kind of super group. It was started by Kristen King, who's a local harpist, and also Bill Smith, the guitarist, J.J. Collins, vocalist, then Trey Gurley, vocalist, and Corey Chambers on mandolin from City Hotel, as well as Savannah newcomer Mark Chesnow on bass. So they will be playing homecoming-themed songs. So not just a couple Christmas tunes, but mostly kind of the whole idea of coming home for the holidays, everything from Led Zeppelin to Iron and Wine to jazz standards. They all have really eclectic backgrounds, and they've kind of created this whole sound of their own. And this might be the last time they ever do this, so definitely check that out. It's at the Unitarian Universalist Church of Savannah at 7 p.m. on Saturday.
Cool. And then also on Saturday night, Josh, if you're maybe not quite ready for Christmas music.
So there's going to be some gypsy jazz going on at the Ordinary Pub starting around 7 p.m. Some of the guys from Velvet Caravan, Ricardo Ochoa, and Eric Dunn, Jimmy Grant will be jamming out to some gypsy jazz. And then I think they're going to have some French-inspired cocktails to go along with the music. So that should be really interesting if you're looking for maybe a date night. That might be cool. I don't know.
Yeah, that could be a fun classy Saturday night. Yeah. And then on Sunday, of course, there's more Christmas to celebrate.
Yes, if you did not get enough, head over to the Lucas Theater for the Arts. It's a matinee, 3 o'clock. The Savannah Children's Choir is doing their annual Feast of Carols. So it's going to be the Apprentice Choir, the Prep Choir, and the Premier Choirs singing everything from sing-alongs to African Noel to a Festival of Carols selections. And so that should be really cool. They have some surprise guests, local musicians joining in. And that's just a fun holiday tradition.
Yeah, well, Anna Chandler of Connect Savannah, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And Joshua Peacock, a freelance writer and columnist for Do Savannah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.